Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, we thoroughly enjoy the month of March because
it's Irish whiskey month.
Irish whiskey month. Now, this year we only did the one whiskey. We kind of ran out of time as usual, but that's okay. We've already started to bulk up for next year. Now, we were kicking around the thought of, well, gee, in the month of May, of course, we lead off with the Kentucky Derby. And what is more Kentucky than?
Bourbon.
And what did our good friend Steve and Maureen give me?
They gave
recently?
You, well, so I guess it's a bottle of bourbon, but it almost looks like an inverted wine glass of bourbon.
It does. It could also be a genie's bottle.
A genie's, ooh.
Huh, really? It's almost like a decanter that you would have wine in.
I guess. It's kind of.
Yeah, except for the, well, it's...
It's got a real steep neck.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a gorgeous bottle.
And a little pot belly.
Right.
But who doesn't have a little pot belly?
Kind of like me.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I did go to Kentucky at the beginning of February, the first week of February, for work. I had to go down to General Electric for some training on their high-end cooking appliances. And, you know, what trip to Kentucky is complete without having some bourbon? Well, this is one of the ones that I tried.
Uh-huh.
And this is... Willet.
Yes, it is.
It says Kentucky Straight Bourbon, handmade by master craftsmen using the time-honored methods in this art of distilling.
Wow, this thing comes with two tags on it. Two tags and a seal.
And the seal is gorgeous.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Pot Still Reserve, it says. So, without letting the cat entirely out of the bag, I've only tried it neat, so.
I have not ever tried this.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the bottle on the shelf. I've contemplated grabbing one many times. However, I've always been distracted by something shiny or another suggestion by our friendly neighborhood whiskey man.
Right.
And I'm very excited to get a... I'm trying to remember the last time I really drank a bourbon. It's been a while.
The color? Isn't that nice?
Huh. That's a nice deep...
It's like a copper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it kind of looks like a copper still, the bottle itself. If you imagine the tubes coming out the top.
Well, you know, that's what this other tag is. It's a little image of a still. You're right. That's exactly what it looks like. The bottle is shaped like a still. Look at the seal on the top. It's the old tax stamp type, and then it goes right over the top. But look, it's like it's almost like cloth.
Oh yeah, it's almost it's like athletic tape, the stuff you wrap around your bat. Yeah, that's a nice looking. Do you mind?
No, please go ahead.
Oh, I'll try to preserve your cloth tape.
Oh, that's all right.
You can wrap it around a baseball bat over the summer.
Man. Look at that. Look at that cork.
That's a nice... Oh, look, it's engraved.
Yeah.
Nice little Willet.
A wooden peg.
But, yeah, nice wide wooden peg.
But yeah,
I mean, it's the top-of-the-line presentation.
Oh,
It's nice.
Here, why don't you...
It's pretty looking. It's got a notch on the back, which leads you to believe there's probably some display box for it somewhere.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Interesting scent.
You get a good scent right off the
cork.
You
don't really get much out of the flue here.
No, not as much.
But the cork has it's a nice sweet smell to
Very
it.
Very sweet, yeah.
Yes. So.
All right, so let's get to it, eh?
Yes. Interesting sound to that bottle.
Yes, it is.
I might buy another bottle of that just to hear it pour from the beginning again.
That's a lot of fun.
Exactly. Wow, look at that. Okay, so right out of the bottle, it's as dark in the glass as it is in the full base of the bottle.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Let's get a picture of that.
That's a fabulous presentation right there.
Wow.
Same sweet smell.
Mm-hmm.
Touch of nose. High.
Yeah. High. Is it just a hint of smoke maybe? Or wood? I'm not sure. It's
yeah. I'd say a little wood. I wouldn't say smoky, but
no, maybe it's wood that I'm. Yeah, it is. It does have a bit of a vapor to it.
Okay, I can already tell. I'm gonna like this.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell my bubblegum taste.
Yes, yes, you can. That's the sweetness.
Yes.
Mm.
This is a beautiful looking whiskey. Mm. Oh, this is nice.
Very nice. There's a lot going on here.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. I'll tell you what, the taste on the tongue is not as There it is. There it is. Yeah. At first, you don't taste it right away, but now the sweetness comes right back onto your tongue.
There's a quick bitter.
Yeah.
The first thing I noticed is it's a thick whiskey.
Yeah, and I was about to say that, you know, when we clinked our glasses
and
there.
You can even see it. You can see the legs, but it's a thick whiskey to the taste. You feel it. It doesn't splash down. It slides down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's heavier. It's, I'm not going to say syrupy in texture, but it's syrupier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thin whiskey. It's got a nice coat your mouth sort of feel.
I
to
can
it.
Still feel it in the front mm-hmm. of my gums,
and
my teeth.
You get a quick hint of like the alcohol medicine-y.
Yes.
But that disappears quickly,
yep.
And it's followed by a little bit of spice.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The warmth is in your mouth.
I was just going to say, you feel it all over your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your tongue. It's in your gums. It's in your cheeks.
Yep.
The whole experience. A lot of times when we do this, I'll tell you I taste it in the roof of my mouth or in the back of my mouth. Whole mouth.
Whole thing. That's why I'm saying there's a ton going on here. There's
and
a lot
that's
of
not
here.
All. And then it's not over.
No.
There's a finish. It's a full vapor finish.
Right.
It's interesting. Oh, this is nice.
And then I noticed when I inhaled, it was like a backdraft, except it was coming from the front of my mouth instead of coming back up. And then, it took a minute, but then you got that sweetness. And that was a really neat feeling.
And that's what I was going to say. You get sharpness and then sweetness. Once it clears your mouth, you get a quick pinch.
Yeah.
And then...
And I wouldn't say the last taste of the gum. I'd say the second to last taste.
I was going
to
say, slightly sweeter than that.
Just a little sweeter.
It's yes, bite number minus two.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you.
Yep.
This is good.
This is better than I remembered it.
This is really good.
Oh, my God. Now, this is amazing, drinking it neat.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of stuff going on. That's what's so fun about.
That's what's
about the whiskeys.
That's what's so fun about this in general.
Exactly. This is why I like the whiskeys better than the beers. No, this without even mixing it or chilling it.
Well, it's the beauty. I mean, we haven't touched it. Yeah, I'm still getting more flavors as we speak.
I know.
And it's like, wow, maybe there is a touch of wood to this.
It seems like I smell it. I haven't tasted that yet. I'm still actually marveling at how sweet it still is in the back of my throat.
It just, yeah, it's got to be your thing because it's got the bourbon bite.
Yeah, it's got a dash of heat, not a ton. But
no, it doesn't have that full chest warmth like you like.
Yeah, no, but I like any level of heat. But yeah, the chestier
right.
the better. Yeah,
but it's got that bourbon bite, that spiciness, that battery on the tongue mm-hmm. prick to it. But right after that comes so many flavors.
I mean, all in all, this is amazingly smooth.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it's just a quick second of that sharp.
Right. You think it's going to be more than it is.
And actually, it's really only on the first drink, too. After that, I don't notice it as much.
No, but that's where I, like, second or third sip, that's where I got a little woody flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slight woody bitterness to it.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this is so much better than I even remembered it. They, even at the hotel bar, would serve it in a Glencairn glass.
I will say this about that. I took a little trip down to Jamaica.
Oh, yes.
And everything is rum down there.
Right.
But at one of the resort bars, they had a shelf of whiskeys with a Glenlivet, like a 12.
Right. You sent me a picture.
Yeah. So I said, oh, give me a little glass of Glenlivet. And they had snifters. So I kept drinking the Glenlivet out of the snifter for like the 3 days I was down there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was nice. But it definitely makes a big difference to have whiskey presented to you in the right glass.
Yeah. The Colonel told me that when you and I were just starting mm-hmm. our whiskey sampling long before the podcast.
Yeah, the Glenclairn glass is it's proper for all of your whiskey tasting needs.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I do have other whiskey glasses that are also, but I've also found that I like this. I mean, you get so much different. You know, you get a nice nose to it, and you can get a great view of the, you know, how it crawls up the side of the walls on you.
Well, I like the consistency of using the same glass on all the whiskeys that we drink. You know, that way we know we're getting the same concentration of nose, and it's easier to be more consistent how much we pour as well, because
that's true. And it's,
we know,
especially with the tastings that we do, it's good, better to have a moderate size bowl on your snifter.
Right. Well, we're having three drinks.
Yeah.
So you know, we're not pouring two fingers or more. You know, it's more like a finger and a half.
But you get a full body. You get a full scent. You get enough to circulate within the glass. Yeah. So back to May.
I'll tell you what, GE really took good care of us. They paid for everything. They fed me like a king. You do a little bit of classroom training. Let's go into the kitchen. Right. It's time for you to make your lunch. You know, and then they had two professional chefs there, you know, to really to show us how to do it. So it was amazing. It was a lot of fun. They crammed a lot of stuff into 3 days. I mean, the whole thing started with a trip to Churchill Downs.
That's nice.
Yeah. They're saying Nyquist is so far the favorite for this year's Kentucky Derby. Now, I confess, we are recording this more than a week in advance of the Derby. So
what is the Derby?
It's the first Saturday of May.
Saturday of May.
So it's really neat. You go walking through there, and they're telling you, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get, I forgot what they said, 150,000 people or something. And I'm like, in this little place, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's not that many seats there. And they said, here's the thing. You show up on Derby Day, you can buy a ticket. They don't sell out. You go into the infield like you go to a NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah.
They say there's a big car show at the racetrack. It must be in April. Mm. And then what people will do is they'll go to the car show, and they'll find a place on the infield, and they'll bury their liquor because you can't bring anything in. You can't bring any
that's
libations
hysterical.
In. And then, you know, people show up with like little hand shovels and, you know, trying to dig.
It's hysterical.
Well, here's what we need to do. Back to bourbon. Let's refill here and
let's add a drop. Oh, that's fun.
That's terrific.
That is fun. It really doesn't do a lot to dampen the scent at all. Still a nice sweet smell.
Yeah, it really didn't change.
Still a high nose finish.
Maybe a bit more of the wood.
I was going to say it might have flattened it out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that wood.
Yeah, but you're right. The vapor.
It's still there. Wow.
And the sweetness.
Actually, there might be even more vapor, it feels like. That just could have been me warming it a little bit more this time than
I did.
Yeah,
I didn't
before.
Really warm it the first time.
Shall we take two?
Oh, please. Okay. It flattened out some of that initial.
Yeah.
Did that bite you a little?
I got a nice, yeah.
I didn't get that, but...
Well, I took a big mouthful.
You did a big gulp? Yeah, I did.
But that really...
Now, the sweetness is a little tamer. Not much. It's still sweeter than the last chew.
I got a... Okay, normally when I get a little spicy pinch, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
It's widened out a little bit more.
It sped everything up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sweetness. Remember how long it took for that to come back up?
It did. It literally. I'm literally going to say that the water just thins out the neat.
Yeah.
So
far, the neat is a lot more interesting. But this is really, really good.
This is really, really good. That first sip of this right out of the bottle was amazing.
Oh.
But this is like fantastic.
So far, both ways are amazing.
Yeah.
But if you really dig the complexity, like we seem to, so far neat is a,
yeah, I think this is a bottle of bourbon you drink neat.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
Yeah.
The water takes away from that full mouth coating.
Yeah. It doesn't feel as thick in my mouth anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Which you'd expect with a little bit of water.
You might expect it, but it isn't always the case. A lot of times we've added the water and have been very surprised at how
more complex it
gets. Right, how much bolder the taste becomes.
If anything, this took away more of the mouth heat, and to me, it moved it a little more back into my throat.
It got farther down.
Yeah.
Not all the way down. It got to the, you know,
yeah,
to that little pointy spot at the top of your throat.
Mmm. Boy, it just smells so sweet.
You know what this is, though? With the water, it's the very initial taste is a little, almost a lot cooler on the tongue. But again, it widens out that pinch that used to go boom, right there at the tip of your tongue, you know, it just kind of slides by.
Yeah.
Well, so far, I'm all about the neat.
So am I.
So I have in my little cooler bag.
Yes, I see you got your bag. Yes. Is that your bag of rocks?
And I have a bag of rocks inside this bag.
All right.
Ooh. Oh my. It goes higher up the nose because it's colder.
Yes, but the sweetness hasn't changed.
No, it's still sweet.
Although I don't smell the wood.
No, it tempers it, but it's like it's sweet and vapor.
I didn't think the vapor was quite as sharp, but it's still there.
To me, it's up a little higher in the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I don't like rolling it too much because I don't want to warm it.
I know.
But I love how it feels chilled through the glass.
So do I. I keep trying to hold it by the base.
Yeah.
When you breathe, you could get a backdraft. A big gulp and a big breath, you could get it.
Actually, this one, it's not your really strong
right.
bourbon, but there's a fuller warmth going down the chest on this
And
one.
I still feel the heat in my mouth, too. Warmth. I don't want to say heat. It's heat
yes.
makes it sound like it's hot. It's a warmth.
Oh, I like this. I like this a lot.
So far, this is my second favorite. Yes. Well, so far, there's no other way we're going to try this.
Well, I like this a lot. I don't know if it's my second favorite or if I like this better.
Really?
It slightly tempers the initial sharpness.
Yeah, the
sharpness is almost not entirely gone.
No, but it's really diminished.
It's really diminished. Sweetness, it doesn't have... There's my conflict here. It doesn't have that same full sweetness for the full length of time.
Yeah, I think it's more in your mouth. And then you don't get that creep back up like
you don't,
you did.
You don't get that lingering...
Yeah.
I mean, you still get some.
You had more of the water, and certainly.
It was way, the neat, straight off the bat, held that sweetness for
It took a second, because it came back up and forward, and then it lingered. Yeah. At first, it wasn't there, though. But with water and with this, you taste it more on intake,
mm-hmm.
and it would linger. Chilled, not quite as much.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you that this is my second favorite, only because when it's neat, your whole mouth feels all the flavors.
It takes a while to sort it out, too. There's a lot going on.
There's still a lot going on.
There still is. You're right. You're right, because I get a little bit of that. I'm going to call it a bite, but it's very mild. After I swallow it, you get it in the back of your throat a little bit. You kind of get a backdraft. Kind of.
It kind of rolls down.
Yeah. If you inhale right after you swallowed it, you'll feel it a little more.
Yeah, you could.
You got to add the air to
you
it.
You could lose a breath on this.
You could. A really big mouthful, I think you really could.
Right.
And I thought that on the first sip neat.
The nose is, I mean, if you're going to go full experience, the nose is best neat.
Yeah. There's just more complexity. There's a little bit of wood, a little bit of.
And you get a.
Enough of the vapor.
A little bit of vapor.
And a sweetness.
A strong sweetness.
Yeah. But that's fairly consistent.
You say it's like, you know, a lot of times we'll get a flavor to the sweetness. This one
Sugar.
It's
that's
just
what
plain
I'm
sweet. Yeah. I was just going to say it's not, I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's like a caramel or vanilla. And this is.
No, it's not vanilla.
It's not vanilla. It's not a caramel. It's just plain. Yeah. No, and even the taste. You don't get a, you know, not a toffee or a.
The gum is a great analogy for this one.
Yeah.
You know, that analogy holds up for most of the things that we drink, actually.
Yeah.
But it seems especially pertinent to this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you got to go out and get. You just got to try this. I have no idea what it costs.
Is this the Reserve?
This is the Reserve.
Okay, well, I see it on my Caskers site for $65.
Well... Stephen Marine,
but
that's a very generous gift. I want to thank you very much for that.
It is a very generous gift.
I highly recommend this.
Yeah, you definitely put this on your top shelf. I'm trying to think of a bourbon I've liked better than this. You know, we were both very fond of the Bullet bourbon. Actually, I've grown attached to a few other bourbons. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've... Did we do the Eagle Rare? I don't think we have.
We have not reviewed that, but we had it at the Scotch tasting party that was a year and a half
ago. That's another fine bourbon that I like a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, we did the Ocean. Okay. So Jim, this is what I'm finding from what we review in bourbons. Mm-hmm. Jefferson's Ocean.
In fact, I went so far as to say I thought that was my favorite whiskey.
A gimmick, yet not.
Yes.
It.
We went into that saying, this is a gimmick.
Yeah, we didn't take it as seriously as we should have. Which is a step above the Jefferson's Reserve, which we had reviewed several months prior.
And that was amazing.
That was a fantastic, I believe I called it the American Scotch, right?
Yeah.
Bullet Bourbon, which...
Which was really good.
Really good. And yet one more bourbon that I can't believe we've forgotten about.
E.H. Taylor.
The E.H. Taylor.
Did it have the complexities this had?
No.
Because that's what we found with Jefferson's Reserve, was the complexities like Scotch,
yeah.
Which is why we compared it to a Scotch.
Yeah. And
this one is very much like that it's got the complexity.
This bottle is roughly probably in that same price range as the Jefferson's Reserve about this time.
Yeah.
And a very similar.
Similar in that it's complex.
It's complex. Yeah. It has.
Sweeter, if I remember.
Yeah.
This is one of the sweetest ones we've had.
Yeah, it's got an enduring sweetness, not an overpowering sweetness.
Yeah.
We tend to review really good bourbons, Jim.
Yeah, and I've said it before. In my experience with bourbon, I always thought it was going to be harsh. And the stuff we've been drinking is anything but.
Right.
Anything but.
And, you know, what we've learned is that, you know, the bourbon can be every bit as sophisticated as a Scotch.
And we certainly have discovered more than one of those.
Yeah, I think so. And this is yet another top shelf bourbon.
Well, okay. So let's do another one. Let's at least do two of these for May.
I have at least one more bottle of bourbon tucked away.
Good. All right. I'm looking forward to that. And we will, of course, have gotten through the Kentucky Derby by the time we get to the next
one. We will be on to the Preakness.
Yeah, actually, we will.
We will be celebrating...
Well, at least they have the Derby results.
Yes.
By the time we get to our next one. So, but celebrate the Kentucky Derby. Come back from OTB and you place your bet on Nyquist or whatever the...
If you get into Churchill Downs prior to the big race and you're going to bury a bottle...
This
will it pod still.
Yeah. Or take up somebody else's.
Or find somebody else's.
This is worth it.
This is definitely worth it.
And don't worry about not having ice or water with you because...
And that's why you'd bury this, because you don't need anything else.
No. No, I think neat is the best way to go.
I agree.
So, well, it's reserved. Thumbs up.
Absolutely.
All right. So there you have it. We had a lot of fun with this one. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Hey,
great
Jim,
dinner.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
All right. So, and thank you very much for listening.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch World.